Mayorkas offers work permits to 100,000 extra Haitian migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 30, 2021. Americans' wages are rising because of the labor shortage. But President Joe Biden's Homeland Defense chief announced on July 30 that he will give work permits to another 100,000 Haitian migrants. The announcement also puts the recent Haitian migrants into line for the proposed budget reconciliation amnesty that Democrats are expected to push after the August recess. Federal law allows Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, to grant temporary protected status, TPS, to migrants, including illegal migrants, whose home countries are in turmoil. Roughly 55,000 migrants Haitians got TPS status, with work permits, in 2010 from former President Barack Obama when their homeland was damaged by an earthquake. The July 30 DHS statement said, "This designation of Haiti for TPS also enables an estimated 100,000 additional individuals to file initial applications for TPS, if otherwise eligible. To be eligible for TPS under this designation, individuals must demonstrate that they have continuously resided in the United States since July 29, 2021. In light of recent events in Haiti, including the July assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, Secretary Mayorkas has modified this date from what was previously announced. The statement suggested that the migrants who will cross from Mexico after July 29 will be excluded from the TPS process. However, Mayorkas officials are unlikely to reject the deceptive applications from Haitian migrants who claim they were in the United States illegally before July 29. The pro-TPS policy reverses former President Donald Trump's effort to cancel TPS for roughly 400,000 migrants from multiple countries. Media reports indicated Trump wanted to use this policy to win pro-American immigration reforms from Congress. In June, Mayorkas said his foremost priority is the dignity of migrants. The pro-migration favoritism by the Cuban-born Mayorkas causes much harm to the wealth of Americans who live in what Mayorkas calls a nation of immigrants. Since January, an increasing number of Haitian migrants have been walking through Biden's open border with Mexico. Roughly 3,200 Haitians were recorded crossing the Mexican border in March, according to a report by the pro-migration bipartisan policy center. The inflow rose to 6,000 in June, not counting migrants who sneaked across the border. Amid cheerleading by progressives and business groups, Biden's DHS has adopted a strategy of extracting workers, consumers, and renters from other countries for use in the U.S. economy. The consumers, renters, and workers are being pulled through the border by DHS officials who are widening a series of small side doors in immigration law. For example, when illegal migrants are caught near the border, DHS Chief Mayorkas uses his legal authority to send them back to the five-yard line in Mexico instead of flying them 2,000 miles back to Central America. He is helping economic migrants get jobs by letting them file for political asylum in the United States. He is helping teenage economic migrants walk into jobs via a side door created in 2008 law for victimized children. He is helping older migrants stay in the United States by letting them use the same 2008 law and refugee rules to pull their left-behind children up into the United States. Mayorkas is also using his parole power to invite lawfully deported migrants to rejoin their left-behind migrant children who are applying for asylum. He is using the U visa program to provide work permits and social security numbers to migrants who say they were victimized by a crime in the United States. On June 16, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced new asylum rules that would offer citizenship to people who claim they are persecuted by abuse from their spouses. So far, Biden and his deputies have pulled roughly 600,000 economic migrants, including at least 400,000 job seekers, through the border since January. This migration damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, and wrecks their open-minded, equality-promoting civic culture. Overall, legal and illegal migration moves wealth from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to investors, from technology to stoop labor. Immigration also moves wealth from heartland red states to the coastal blue states. Within each state, The extraction policy also helps move wealth and status from GOP rural districts to Democrat cities. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.